I think some of the issues that LGBT youth face is just probably an added layer of discrimination. So some of the youth that we see, they're already predisposed to having trauma or at higher risk of having trauma. And then there's the added layer of like gender expression or sexual identity, that they also face some of that discrimination in a school setting. I think it's going to be some of the common reactions to trauma that we learn about when we take a trauma focus in terms of treating children, and that these trauma symptoms might be really exacerbated in our LGBTQ youth. So for example, we might see some kind of compliance issues or concentration issues. We might see some impairments in peer relationships, but then it might be exacerbated by the fact that people are having strong reactions when they might see that their same-sex, you know, they're having trouble with other same-sex individuals. And people's reactions really make the trauma symptoms a lot more severe and exacerbated. In particular for adolescent youth, which peer dynamics, peer relationships are so paramount in their development.